Good morning, and thanks for tuning in. I'm Julie Pastrick, President and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber. And today, we're sitting in with Threaded Together on Chamber Biz Buzz. Some of you may have heard of this nonprofit in our community, but if not, get ready. They do so many wonderful things. And my guest is Teresa Coleman, who is the Acting Executive Director. Welcome, Teresa.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having us.
I'm so excited because I used to sew, and I used to be a seamstress, and I have a sewing machine that I haven't taken out of the box for some crazy reason. But how did Threaded Together come to be? What was the foundation?
It was the vision of Lindsay Watson to inspire creativity and connection through the fiber arts. Uh-huh. She started in January of 2020 and shortly thereafter found herself sewing gowns and caps and masks for the entire community.
That's so wonderful because it is an art and a passion of so many. And it's relaxing and wonderful. Everybody loves what they end up making. So tell us a little bit about where you're located and the fact that you do after-school sewing classes and paid sewing apprenticeships. How does that work?
Yes, so we're in the Katina Square, Suite 2, so back in the corner by the Fruit Creations folks, and near the Book Nook and the Toy Store. So,
okay, good location.
Yeah, we're in a great location for that. We do offer programs, and we also just received a grant to work with the Peaks for their folks to be able to come in and sew with us. And the nice thing about that is the sewing machines are there, the fabric's there, the thread's there.
Yes.
I mean, everything's there. So you just have to show up with your creativity and get to work.
Oh, I love it. Well, and so, for example, when the kids or the teens come mm-hmm. in, is there one set thing that everybody makes?
We usually have
patterns of something.
Right. We usually have a variety. Some of them like to make stuffies. Some want to make a pillow. Some want to make pajama pants. We just did a workshop on bucket hats. It's just a whole range of things they can pick from, and then we help them choose their fabric and put their project together.
I love it. And I know that this past summer, well, beginning of closer to May, mm-hmm. you were in the Woolen Fiber Festival and really played a big role in as a co-partner. Let's tell our listeners about that, how that
yes.
felt.
So the Flagstaff Woolen Fiber Festival has been going on in Flagstaff for many years, and some of the founders were moving out of state and wanted the Fiber Festival to continue.
Thank goodness.
Yes. So they reached out to Lindsay, who said, yes, we will make it continue. And we partnered with them this past year, and we'll be doing it on our own. It'll be a Threaded Together program May 31st and June 1st in 2005, back at the same location that everybody loves.
Which is Pioneer Museum and Secret School area.
Yes, and Coconino Center for the Arts.
Well, do you feel like because of its longevity, the number of vendors and the textile artists are just really love that there's that happening in Flagstaff?
Oh, definitely. And we had some alpaca folks who just came up to visit. Oh, no, they were vendors. Came up as vendors. And now they've asked us if they can come back and do fleece judging
Ooh.
As part of our show, which we've never seen here before.
Uh-huh.
And that'll be really exciting. And we were missing actual alpacas this past year, so I'm sure they'll bring some with them.
Ooh. One of my favorite scarves is an alpaca scarf that I bought when I was in Italy. And it just is so smooth and soft and so warm.
Mm.
And when you go to the Woolen Fiber Festival, how many vendors participate? And where do they come from?
Vendors come from all over the country.
Really?
Yes. So, and most of them already have it on their schedule for next year. So they do a little bit of a circuit. I cannot tell you the exact number, but I walked it, and I'm going to say there were 48 or so, probably like 12 booths on each side.
What was your favorite?
There was a gal who had some really fun, like, take and make craft kits with yarn. Yeah, she actually took up three booths, and she had little kits to go home and make your own scarf with bits of ribbon and yarn and wool. Yeah, it was
awesome. I remember when I was growing up, I used to go to the park in the summer for recreation days, mm-hmm. and they had those types of things where you would take your yarn or something. It almost was like shoelaces because it had a harder tip, and you'd weave in and out of whatever you were making, and it just felt like, wow, I can do this. Great eye-hand coordination and the whole nine yards, whatever. Yeah. So how is Threaded Together funded, since you are a nonprofit?
Yeah, so we do have grant funding through Creative Flagstaff, the Arizona Commission on the Arts, and Fiber Arts Now, along with some funds from United Way and ArtX.
Awesome. How many machines and how many people can be in the studio at one time?
We're usually always set up for 8 folks to come in, but we have open space and we can easily rearrange and get 12 to 14 if we need to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Me and my sewing machine might just show up and sit in the corner.
Yeah.
Well, and so after school sewing classes, what ages are engaged in that?
We start with 8-year-olds for after school and then go up to 18 if they want to come after school and do some sewing with us. Things like pajama pants that, you know, we can cut out in any size and shape, and the kids can leave with something they made themselves.
And how is that something that everybody does all the time, or is it come and go for different students once, or do they stick to a schedule?
Yeah, we usually have kids who have some time open. We had a younger fellow who came in several weeks in a row. He wanted to make a birthday pillowcase for one of his friends. Then he made a dragon stuffy for himself.
Oh.
And he and his mom came every Wednesday from 5:30 to 7:30. That's our create and connect time.
It's create open. And connect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Open to the public. Anybody can come. You don't have to bring your own sewing machine. We might have one that looks like or acts like the machine you have at home. So if you're worried about toting that along, mm-hmm. it's not necessary. We're ready for you.
That's wonderful. Every Wednesday, 5:30 to 7:30. Private lessons available?
Yes, and you can book those on our website.
Okay, which is?
ThreadedTogether.org.
ThreadedTogether.org. I know that you have certain things that are exciting that go along, of course, with all the different holidays in our fourth quarter. And what's the costume and treat bag workshop?
That's for folks of any age, really, to come in and make their own treat bag and work on their costume, whether they have some base pieces or they want to start from scratch.
That's perfect. And what else for upcoming holiday events?
Well, we plan to be at some upcoming holiday craft fairs. So if you don't stop by and see us at Kachina Square, we plan to be at the Fala holiday event. Also, FANA, Flagstaff Arts folks have invited us. And then Handmade Holiday, we were there last year and we're hoping to get an invitation to come back this year.
Great. Well, Teresa, it just sounds so wonderful, and you can just hear the passion in your voice for what's happening and the kids that you serve, the spaces for adults to just let it all flow in one big circle in Flagstaff. Yes. We really need to have Threaded Together in the community. So thanks for what you do as Acting Executive Director. What, again, is your website if people want to go and check out some of the scheduling?
It's threadedtogether.org.
Thank you very much.
I hope
you've enjoyed this talk, ladies and gentlemen. I sure have. Always something special going on in this great community of Flagstaff, and it's been a joy to have Teresa Coleman, Threaded Together Executive Director on Chamber Biz Buzz. That's a wrap for today. I'm Julie Pastrick signing off, and I'll see you next time on the radio. You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.